On the show today, we have CU Direct's very own Britt Barker talking about how credit unions can successfully navigate the loan origination system, today's loan origination system experience, to meet their goals. So check it out. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have CU Direct's very own Britt Barker. Britt, how are you, sir?
Tremendous. Nice to see you, Mike.
Oh, good. I like that. You're tremendous today.
Indeed. Beautiful day here in Southern California.
It's not too bad. It's picture perfect for sure. One of those postcard days indeed. So, hey, speaking of pretty cool stuff here, we're talking about loan origination systems today. Some experience of how can credit unions successfully navigate the loan origination experience to meet their goals. And I just want to start off, Britt, what's going on with today's loan origination systems for credit unions out there? What's give us a quick status and then we'll dive into some details here.
It's never boring. That's definitely for sure. It is a constant evolution. I think a lot of organizations try to put a finite perspective on a consumer platform, but it's really an infinite, and it is evolving, continuously changing, and it's this game of always trying to get better. And that origination is so essential for the credit unions. Bring survival. Yep. And this platform is such a critical system for them and for their staff and for the borrower, for the member. So it is just always fine tuning it. So what's going on is just everything's going on that loan origination front.
I know it's a broad question, but let's narrow it down to some challenges that credit unions are experiencing right now. So what are some common credit union challenges in this area?
I think a lot of the challenges tend to do with, all right, what are the fintechs bringing to the table? What is my compliance team saying, wait, I have to do? And it's really kind of the balance of these two, because so many of the fintechs can bring, oh, wow, look at that whistle or look at that bell or look at that specific functionality. A lot of those right now tend to do with fraud and help mitigating that, as well as decision analytics. There's a lot of, hey, what other alternative data points can I bring into this origination platform to help me make a better decision as a lender? Because, right, as borrowers, we want it snappy. We want it right now. Sure. But then there's some compliance parts that are so important. Did you jump through this hoop? Did you check this? Did you check that? So I think a challenge is sometimes the lenders can get enamored by these other third parties and then expect, okay, if I'm going to use this origination platform, hey, you, Mr. and Mrs. Platform, you absorb all the compliance. You make sure my team never gets in trouble. You protect me completely. And that's hard, because as a provider to the industry, we try to configure the very best practices and bring a stellar platform to them with the ability to do a lot of things. But at the end of the day, that lender, right, is still the one making the loan and the one compliant. So I think that's a big challenge for if you're a chief lending officer or have these big lending growth goals. Mm-hmm. How can I do it in a compliant fashion, but still take excellent care of everyone? So that's what I kind of mean about this infinite. It is this always evolving, analyzing strategic process. And I think that's what keeps lending exciting, that it's not just kind of this stiff or boring process.
Well, how do credit unions get the most out of their LOS? So, I mean, are there steps to take or any advice here?
You know, we've kind of seen a variety of things that some of the more astute or bigger lenders have done. And it seems like for a time, a lot of the institutions tried to, all right, bring in the LOS and have an administrator that was taking care of their core system and taking care of their digital banking provider and taking care of their LOS. And they recognized, wait, these administrators of these systems are essential to my success. So we've seen several institutions now really kind of beef up or add to that department, and not only just bring in some people to run that platform, but to be strategic and to hunker down with that. Okay, what are the strategic goals at the institution, and what can we do to our system to really make it successful? Because unfortunately, Mike, it's still the case that when people decide to change their LOS or, you know, do due diligence and analyze their LOS, they kind of look at, okay, what's our policy? What's our procedure? What's the way we've always done it? And there's this goal of, no, what should it really do for us? What do we really want to do strategically? And then having these administrators with the control to modify that platform to get them there. And that's kind of the design of the industry. We kind of want to put the control into the lender's hands so they themselves can configure the changes that they need to do. So that was a long answer to, no. I think, having some system admin expertise and then utilizing it. Don't just set it up and leave it that way.
But you talk about a graduation moment, needing a standalone loan origination platform to a credit union needs to reach their goals. Can you expand on this graduation moment statement to where they're kind of a standalone? I'm very curious about this statement.
Yeah. And my daughter did just graduate from college.
Hey, so congratulations.
The weekend at Old Miss with her and a big neat moment as a dad. And we just did the whole graduation. And what I mean by that, historically, it seems like there's certain asset classes or asset sizes that an institution hits and then recognizes, hey, my core system, which is awesome and can open accounts and can do lending. But at a certain point, they start to hit the limits of that, especially when it comes to integration with third parties and different APIs to really expand that experience that you or I might have with that institution online. So there's this graduation moment of where the institution recognizes, I need 8 LOS starters if they've been on the core, or if they've used a smaller LOS or a limited LOS, this graduation moment of, hey, strategically for us to grow at the rate we need to grow, I need a more comprehensive loan origination and account origination platform that can play very nicely with my digital online banking platform and my core system that I have this symbiotic relationship between the systems at our institution. So it is, and it's interesting where I was going with that, Mike, is I kind of thought, okay, well, once you hit 250 million in assets or 500 million, this last week, we talked to several billion-dollar shops that were still doing it on the core system.
Oh, really?
And recognizing, you're right, it's finally time.
Yeah.
We need to graduate and adopt our real loan origination plan.
Yeah. Jump out of the nest for sure. So can you share some improvements to the consumer lending experience for credit unions and their members to, like you said, this is ever evolving. So it sounds like, this is, just the beginnings here almost.
Yeah. Most of the improvements have really been around the application experience because it's a drag, whether it's you, whether it's me, right? Typing in things. There's third parties that can pre-fill. Yeah. There's tokens that can be passed from online banking to validate who we are. There's this general concept of show me that you know me if I'm an existing member. If I'm not an existing member, hey, can you maybe scan my driver's license or can you, multi-factor authenticate me from my phone? There's device authentication. So there's a variety of things around expediting the application experience is one. The other is on a lot of the credit union websites, there's kind of the research, like help me, or if even top of funnel, maybe I didn't go to the credit union website and I'm just kind of starting to search in general. Mm-hmm. So there's a research stage in all of this. So the institutions need to be, whether they're researching on my site or researching with someone else, connected to those someone else's so they can pull those things into a very helpful application experience. But what you and I really want is after we've applied, we want to know what's the next step. If I didn't get all the way system approved, what's hanging this thing up?
Yep.
And what do you need from me so that I can get this thing done? And so that post-application experience is where a significant amount of time is spent to get it really all the way through. Let me get this account all the way opened. Let me get this loan funded and dispersed. So right now, a lot of work on kind of that back end of that post-application experience to really disperse funds right now.
And so what should credit unions be looking, having said all that, what should credit unions be looking for in today's consumer LOS marketplace? And then dovetail that with what you guys provide in this area.
I think what we're really trying to work on right now is kind of an elegant experience throughout that process. So you've done your research, you've done your app, you're in your post-app experience. Okay, now I got what I needed. Now get me into that digital banking because that's where I'm going to interact with the lender on a go-forward basis. So we really want to button up that particular tie of that experience so that we have really that A to Z moment is very important.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Oh my gosh, Brett, this is really, really good stuff. And like you said, we could have this conversation probably another month from now and it might be completely different. So that's how fast things are changing. So anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final words of wisdom on this topic?
Yeah, we're seeing some of the shops that have decent resources that they're hyper-focused certainly on that borrower, that online, that consumer portal or experience, and whether they've built it themselves, whether they've partnered with kind of an industry leader, and they want to be able to connect that experience to a staff experience that will really take care of them. And even though the data should pass between those, mm-hmm. it's still not as awesome as it can be. It's getting easier, but it's still not there. So the APIs are helping with that process. But maybe I would just put that thought out to them that as they're looking at this origination platform, if that platform happens to have that borrower experience and that staff experience as one experience, you really are going to get that optimal back and forth experience. Yes. So it just really provides what I want or you want as a borrower, clear insight. And at the end of the day, the staff that is using this thing all the time needs to be excited that it's actually brought some wins to them and it's not a total drag for them. So there's balance, I guess, is what I'm saying in what is going on with that borrower online. And let's delight that staff that we're making the process as efficient and actually kind of enjoyable for them too.
Agreed. Two-way street for sure. All right, Brett. Well, it looks like you got a lot on your plate, obviously. So we thank you for the time today on this all important topic that's evolving before our eyes, and we appreciate it and look forward to the next conversation. So well done.
Happy to have them. Thank you, Mike.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.